Okay, time for another test. This time, I'm going to call out a list of 30 names. It's not sudden death, but I just want you to try and memorize as many as you can in sequence. Again, use all the mental tools available to you. Prepare another journey, or use one from an earlier session. You've probably developed two or three journeys by now. Remember, the more journeys you have, the more storage space you'll develop. Okay, so listen to each name and let that name trigger somebody you know or somebody famous. And, of course, associate that person to the background of the journey that you've got. Now, if you need to, pause the program because you need a journey with 30 stages. Okay, here comes those 30 names. Robert. Lucy. Caroline. Edward. Monica. Pamela. Jim. Sally. Rupert. Sam. Rosie. Judd. Sharon. Elvis. David. Madonna. Mike. Dominic. Rebecca. Alan. Jesse. Max. Sarah. Henry. Claudia. Peter. Jenny. Mary. Charles. Elizabeth. Keep thinking all the time. Pause the program if necessary. Let the images wash over you. Now, I did warn you, these tests were going to be tough. I want you to make sure you've got those names along your journey. So I'm going to go through the names again pretty quickly. Just check them off and make a note of your score. Okay, here goes. Robert, Lucy, Caroline, Edward, Monica, Pamela, Jim, Sally, Rupert, Sam, Rosie, Judd, Sharon, Elvis, David, Madonna, Mike, Dominic, Rebecca, Alan, Jesse, Max, Sarah, Henry, Claudia, Peter, Jenny, Mary, Charles, and Elizabeth. Now, if necessary, go back over the program again until you've got all those names in your head. Because I'm going to give you a list of 30 objects now, and I want you to connect those names to their corresponding objects. So, for example, when you go back to the first stage, you'll be seeing Robert in your mind's eye. I'm going to feed you with blue socks. So, you've got to imagine Robert putting blue socks on, or doing something with the blue socks. So every time you hear a description, you've got to connect that person with the object. Okay, got the idea? Pause the program if necessary, because we're just about to start. Okay, here goes. Blue socks. Magazine. Microphone. Hand grenade. Cigar. Tennis racket. Snoring. Fishing rod. Hammer. Basketball. Telescope. Dance. Naked. Hairdryer. Hamburger. Kissing. Boxing gloves. Piano. Painting. Hysterical. Flying. Drunk. Lipstick. A rude noise. Card game. Guitar. Fur coat. Anesthetic. Golf club. And barbecue. Keep thinking all the time. Pause the program if necessary. Okay, I'm going to read through the list now, giving you the person and their corresponding object, so you can determine your score. Okay, here we go. Robert, blue socks. Lucy, magazine. Caroline, microphone. Edward, hand grenade. Monica, cigar. Pamela, tennis racket. Jim, snoring. Sally, fishing rod. Rupert, hammer. Sam, basketball. Rosie, telescope. Judd, dance. Sharon, naked. Elvis, hairdryer. David, hamburger. Madonna, kissing. Mike, boxing gloves. Dominic, piano. Rebecca, painting. Alan, hysterical. Jesse, flying. Max, drunk. Sarah, lipstick. Henry, rude noise. Claudia, card game. Peter, guitar. Jenny, fur coat. Mary, anesthetic. Charles, golf club. And Elizabeth, barbecue. Now, I bet you had a lot of fun with that list. Okay, so calculate your score. If you got 5 to 10, then that's about average for this association test. If you got 11 to 20, then you're way above average. 21 to 30, then you're talking genius level. You've got a vibrant imagination. And if you scored really badly, don't worry, just keep practicing, you'll get there.